In the first reading, we hear God telling us through the prophet that our darkness is soon over. We're going to come out of that. We're going to come out of our anguish. And we're going to come out into light and joy and glory. But it's a plea for us to turn back to him. He's waiting and wants to bring us out of that darkness, but we have to turn to him. He will not go against our free will. He's waiting for us to choose him. And then if we do, we will see the light. We will have that glory. Then we come to the gospel. And once again, our Lord is basically telling us by what authority he does what he does and what he is doing. He's pointing out, as he does in nearly every chapter of this of the gospel according to this evangelist, St. John, his unity with the Father. He is one with the Father. And another point, that he comes to do the will of the Father. Those two points. And of course, those who see him there see merely the man. They don't catch on that he is also God, which is what he's pointing out by all of this. They respect the Father, whom they call their God. They call God. But now he's telling them you also have to respect the Son, whom he is. And they accuse him of blasphemy. We, of course, understand he is God, and therefore he has the authority. That's where it comes from. And he's also telling us what the consequence is when we do believe that, and we live what we believe. He speaks here of the resurrection from the dead. He actually alludes to different things here, because first he speaks of a time that is coming. In fact, he says it's almost here. Yeah, he does allude to it. I can't hear, because the hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear the voice and come out. His voice and come out. Well, he's actually alluding to two points here. One, the last day, and it's really what he's speaking of here, the last judgment. But also, it's also recorded in Scripture that after the resurrection of our Lord, or is it actually after his death, the tombs were opened and many of those who were dead came out. And they began to appear to the people. Of course, tradition is then they ascended with our Lord into heaven. They went into heaven only at our Lord's ascension. But primarily here he is speaking of the last judgment. And he says a curious thing here, but it points to something for us. Because he speaks to those who will come out who have done good deeds, who have lived their faith, who are faithful, they will rise to the resurrection of life. But those who have done wicked deeds, the resurrection of death. Condemnation is the word used here. He speaks almost as if there were two resurrections. What he's pointing to is in the end, when we do rise from the dead, at the end of time, there are only two choices left. And that's what will be, actually our souls will be already experiencing it, but now our bodies will too. And that is either heaven, eternal union with God in paradise, full glory, fullness of happiness, or hell, life without God, and knowing it's our own fault, and we'll be in misery for eternity. And it is a life that has no end. There will be no end. And so we have to start preparing ourselves now. Do we turn to God now? Give him our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole being. We live the faith we believe. Or do we turn away into our own passions, our own selves, what pleases us, and lose God for all eternity. Let us, with our whole beings, turn to Him, recognize our weakness, call upon Him for mercy, and beg the grace we need to be able to remain always faithful to Him, so that when our time comes, we are prepared and we are welcomed to eternal bliss, to eternal happiness. Praise be Jesus and Mary.